double preparations or double preps are half skeletal, half taxidermied specimens. They are inside on one side, outside on the other specimens, with skeletons covered on one side by their taxidermied skin. The Horniman Museum possesses 20 of those specimens, the biggest collection of double preps known today. Some double preps, like this one, have a red wax lining that indicates they were made by Schlüter of Halle, a German firm of natural history dealers which supplied specimens to museums and private collectors worldwide. This specimen was chosen for this exhibit for this odd quality about it. Like the terrapins, it is immortalized forever in a non but almost lifelike position that is meant to be an object of study. The turtles should have been retreated into their shells. The cat would have been kept seemingly intact if only taxidermy. Many owners of domestic animals have stuffed their pets and kept them in the home, but in this case, showing a half-taxidermied body addresses the fact it has been carefully manufactured as an object of study, showing the skeleton and inner organs in the context of the body. Taxidermy is a mix of many disciplines: sculpting, woodworking, sewing, painting, carpentry, and tanning. It can work from a shattered roadkill body or one that was executed to be taxidermied. The specimen is quickly frozen to avoid extended decaying. The eyes can actually tell you a lot about how long the animal died, from rounded and fresh to dried out and wrinkling. The skin is removed, thoroughly washed, treated, and tanned. It will then go back over the new stuffed form. That means all inner organic tissue and organs will have been removed. The detailing involved in the process is very precise in measurements that give accuracy and expression back to the body. There have been many cases of so-called bad taxidermy. Look up the walrus at the Horniman Museum for a laugh. The taxidermist who had received it back in the 19th century had never seen one before, and therefore didn't know of all of its folds. The walrus at the Horniman is one big overstuffed triangle, but it has become the mascot and recognized specimen of the museum.